Well, you know this world that I'm living in. People, you know it's got to make a change. Yes, you know this world that I'm living in. You know it's got to make a change. Now you know if they don't put an end to this inflation, whole round world don't go insane. You know I went down to the employment office, get a job and stand back in line. And when I made it up to the front window, man said, "Mister, will you come back some other time?" I said, "This world that I'm living in, you know it's got to make a change. Now you know if it don't put an end to this inflation, whole round world gonna go insane." No, my food got low in my home. I went down to the county welfare. Lying down, I was so long, man, you know. They didn't have a stamp to feed them people with bows. And the world that I'm living, you know it's got to make a change. Now if they don't stop this evil doing, whole round world going down the drain. I didn't come right back home, you know. I sat and talked with my boy a while. I said, "Oh, I'm going out in the park and sit down." I sit down and I played it like this. Tell you people, now this is the truth. I need you to put on my feet and some clothes to put on my back. Tell me if farmer gone sky high with the price of wheat. Keeping our last president got booked for his tax. I say to the world that I'm living in, you know.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here. 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
If you could hear me now, if you could hear me somehow, if you could hear the words that I'm thinking about a world on fire, good thoughts lost in the mire, and it seems like no one's listening. If you could see me now, if you could see me somehow, if you could see the world where we're living, where the money's in charge and the black coal barge, and there's no more fish to be fishing. If you could hear me now, if you could hear me somehow, if you could hear what my soul is screaming, that we are one in the land of the sun, and there's no more fear of dreams. Somehow. against time and space, and the whole world is wide open.
My spirit's calling for me to do, but I can't be wrong. I gotta go on and on. Along the way, I hope and pray I can see the day. Japan,
A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
He searched the faces of the people he'd meet for one he could recognize. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. People who passed him by were as cold and as hard as stone, and the poor boy whimpered and began to cry because he was all alone. Brothers are we all, and yet it seems there are very few who will answer a brother's call. Thank you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation. And ammunition from Genesis to Revelations, yes, the next generation will be, hear me, all the crimes committed day by day, no one tried to stop. Anyway, all the peacemakers turn war officers. Hear what I say. Hi, police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. police and thieves in the street. Police and thieves in the street. Police and thieves. Police.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Back Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Back Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Back Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information or to place a takeout order, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com.
Hey! This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Grâce la somme une fois par an, tout le monde me y est. parents pour demander la charité. Ta mère c'est une patate, elle pour le mégot des gratins.
Into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Shops and morning streets and the blue and silent sunrise, but night is the cathedral where we recognize the sign. We strangers know each other now as part of a whole design. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you.
You're the jester of this courtyard with a smile like a girl's, distracted by the women with the dimples and the curls, by the pretty and the mischievous, by the timid and the blessed, by the blowing skirts of ladies who promise to gather you to their breast. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, and that earring in your ear, the wisdom on your face denies the number of your years, with the fingers of the potter and the laughing tail of the fool, the arranger of disorder with your strange and simple rules. Yeah, now I've made me another spinner of strange and gauzy threads, with a long and slender body and a bump upon the head. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, long and slender body and the sweetest, softest hands, and we'll blow away forever soon and go on to different lands. And please do not ever look for me, but with me you will stay, and you will hear yourself in song blowing by one day. But now hold me like a baby that will fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat.
You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we are joined for the full hour by Phyllis Bennis to discuss Afghanistan.
Phyllis Bennis is one of the most knowledgeable people in our movement about American imperialism and particularly what the United States has done to Afghanistan. It's a pleasure to have her.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm New York City attorney and activist Heidi Boghossian.
Afghanistan had a progressive modernizing government in the 1970s. It was headed by the Afghan Communist Party, which was semi-independent of the Soviet Union. Women had the right to go to school. They did not wear burqas. They wore blue uniforms. Women had the right to a job. The infrastructure in Afghanistan was being built up with a lot of money from the Soviet Union. But the Afghan people fell victim to the Cold War against communism. The United States armed the Islamic fundamentalist Mujahideen in what became a full-scale civil war. They got help from the reactionary Pakistanis. The Afghan government invited the Soviet Union into Afghanistan. The Soviet Union got tied down in the battle and eventually withdrew. It so exhausted the Soviet Union economically and politically that by 1991, the Soviet government collapsed. President Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State, Zbigniew Brzezinski, bragged about this as a great success for U.S. policy. The Taliban won the civil war, including with a promise to end the shelling of Kabul, and came to power in Afghanistan. Osama bin Laden located himself and his al-Qaeda followers in that country. When the Twin Towers and the Pentagon were struck by al-Qaeda on 9/11, and so many people in the U.S. were paralyzed with grief and fear, the only response offered to the American people was revenge. This paved the way for the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, which soon won overwhelming popular support. The U.S. government was not really interested in bringing democracy to or preserving women's rights in Afghanistan. The United States allied with the warlords of the Northern Alliance, showering them with money. Afghanistan became a tremendous supplier of heroin to the world market. Thousands of U.S. soldiers and over 150,000 Afghans died. Tens of thousands were wounded. Trillions of dollars were spent. The war was unwinnable. First, Donald Trump announced he would withdraw U.S. forces. Then Joe Biden took U.S. troops out of that country. What does the future hold for Afghanistan? We speak today with Phyllis Bennis. Phyllis Bennis is a fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies, where she directs the New Internationalism Project, focusing on the Middle East, U.S. wars, and U.N. issues. An expert on U.S. foreign policy, Phyllis is also a fellow of the Transnational Institute in Amsterdam. Phyllis has served as an informal advisor to several top U.N. officials on Middle East issues, and was twice shortlisted to become the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the Occupied Palestinian Territory. She writes and does commentary about U.S. foreign policy. Phyllis has written books about Afghanistan, the War on Terror, Iraq, Iran, Israel-Palestine, and the United Nations. She recently wrote at The Nation, "President Biden was right to withdraw U.S. troops, but we should have no illusion that this will end the war for Afghans." Phyllis Bennis, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Great to be with you, Margie.
After 20 years of occupation, the most powerful military and economic power in the world left defeated. How did this happen? Why did the Afghans give up so easily when the U.S. troops pulled out? Would you characterize the withdrawal as a victory for the Afghan people, not just for the Taliban?
Those are big questions.